Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Oh my god.
What's funny?
I hadn't looked at the Discord and I just meant it as a fun joke about the soccer and the hockey, because I found it hilarious.
What Danny and pinned back with.
And Danny took it so seriously.
He did.
Oh.
And that's why things like that are why I continue to poke at soccer. I don't hate it or anything, but I do love being the stereotypical American about it. Absolutely, soccer is a demanding athletic competition. There's no way, even in my best health, that I could dream of playing a game like that. But It's not my thing, you know. It's not my bag.
Yeah, no,
baby.
It's not. Yeah, it doesn't have
and,
to be. Yeah.
Yeah, but I love riling up soccer fans, like I do college football fans. So, yeah, let's go, Bama! Whoa! It's like when did you go there?
Oh, I didn't.
Have... Are you from Alabama? No. I'm from Florida. What the hell are you doing then?
Oh, we have a friend like that who is actually, ironically enough, very much. Like I can, I'll speak ill of Nick Saban and it'll trigger him like Super Saiyan 3 immediately. And when I found that out, it was the greatest thing ever.
Oh yeah. Cause now you're going to push the button all the damn time.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. So I don't know why what's up with my camera this morning.
I don't know.
The cat must've done something with it, but yeah, maybe. We beat Iran yesterday. So,
yes, we did. Almost 2-0. Almost.
No, almost 1. Man. I'm going to tell you this now. Our coach sucks, and he's been able to get away with it. So
I have no idea. I know he looks like a grumpy dude on the sidelines all the time.
No. He looks like the guy who's taking care of the team because the coach is running late. That's who he looks like. But yeah, no, that game was funny because we're at the station, and I was like, hey, forget that qualifying. As a country, we just can't lose to Iran.
I know.
like we just can't. There's many reasons we cannot.
And it's like whenever we play Russia in hockey at the Winter Games, we can lose to Canada. We're expecting that, don't you? Freaking dare lose to the Russians.
Well, yeah.
Love it. Anyways, hello everybody. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse Podcast Network and YouTube channel. Please hit that red subscribe button or follow us on your favorite podcast app that you're probably listening to us on right at this moment. Welcome to the 200th episode of the Daily Cup of Genre. For those of you listening on the podcast app side, you'll know that the thumbnail has had two numbers for the longest time, a relaunch number, if you will, and then the legacy. Today and going forward, unless I get bored or we have another long-ass break, it'll be the legacy numbering will continue forward. There will be two episodes of Daily Cog going up today because on the podcast side, we're switching distribution again because our distributors are ending their distribution. And so yesterday's episode didn't get distributed out, but I'll get it all sorted out today. I'm Kyle, by the way. That's Manny. And thank you to everyone that does check us out on the regular. Really, really do appreciate it. And people that comment at lrmonline.com, where you guys can go every day for all entertainment news needs and opinions, like Carl. Yeah. What's up, man? How you doing? Besides happy Team USA beat Team Iran.
Not bad. I know it's not Tuesday, but kind of a eyebrow-raising decision that was made last night by City Council in San Francisco.
Skynet.
In a vote to 8-3, they approved the use of explosives on robots in extreme situations.
Yeah, I don't like. God, I'm not one for the militarization of our police. I am neither a ACAB or ACAB or whatever you call it, nor am I a pure back the blue type. I'm very, very nuanced. But yeah, dude, the idea of robots being used in the streets of the U.S. for anything other than bomb detection and disarmament, I don't like. I don't like the idea of even robots being used to guard prisoners on like no. Humans need to be in charge of that thing. And I guess on the one hand, I see like what happened in Uvalde, where a bunch of, excuse my language, but pussy ass cops refused to go in, and one dude even saying, "I'm not trying to get capped, mother. That's your damn job. Like, my job was to go get captain in Iraq or Afghanistan in place of someone else. Like, as a police officer, it's your job to get capped instead of a civilian." So I get it. We're running into an era where cops might not necessarily be wholly reliable, whether it's physical fitness. You know, younger millennials, Gen Z, don't have the same physical prowess as past generations. There's a lot of mental things that go into it as well. But the idea of robots and AI, I like your comment. It's the road to Skynet.
Well, it's interesting because I never would have thought that San Francisco would have approved something like that, being that how,
I know, right,
quote unquote progressive they are. But I mean, it was an 8-3 vote, which was surprising, and it's already been used in some places around the country. Mm-hmm. 2016 in Dallas, they used one to stop a sniper who had ambushed a 5 or 6 police officers. And they had told the assailant that they were going to bring in it. They were going to be bringing in a phone via the robot, and they just took him out. But yeah, my issue, I think, is like more accountability. And then also robots can and will malfunction because they're mechanical. It's just going to happen. Yep. I mean, there's arguments for both sides. It's just. And I think I bring it up today on the show is because we've seen it in movies so many times, in TV series.
This is how it starts.
And it never ends well, you know, because it's I don't know. It's unmanned. It's unemotional. It's unresponsive. But also the point that you made, you know, with some areas and unfortunately, we have very large evidence where when one incident, the officers didn't do their jobs. But I mean, in that case, robots wouldn't have been helpful anyway. I've been on many, many crime active scenes, not crime scenes. Well, they are crime scenes, I guess, where drones are being used now, too.
Yeah.
And to try and find and locate a
surveillance
suspect.
That I have no issues with, especially when they're manually piloted, using thermal cameras and things like that. So long as they're only used during an active investigation and they're not out there trying to minority report things, because I am not one for the surveillance state. So before we get too far down into Kyle and Manny's politics, because we'll end up pissing off everyone.
Well, I didn't see it really as a political thing. It was just kind of more, well, like I said, meant, more of an entertainment type of thing where, yeah, it's like we've seen it go bad in so many mediums before. Mm-hmm. And now it's being used little by little more and more. And I get it. With new technology comes new ways to patrol, new ways to do things, and that's, yeah, in every industry though. But yeah, but putting explosives on a robot, I mean, I hate that four-legged thing that they created.
Dog.
Yeah, that Boston Dynamics. That is horrifying.
especially when they attached a gun to it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I think this will move on to something a little bit more colorful, because yesterday evening, there was a trailer that was released.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to scream at you. Keep going.
You're going to scream at me.
Yeah, I'm going to yell at you. Keep going. But Manny, I already know where you're going. Keep going. For stop watching soccer.
I'm actually not watching. Okay, I am watching soccer, but I wasn't even looking at that screen. For Super Mario Brothers, you got the trailer yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And you seemed to be a little bit more positive on Twitter, Mr. I want 2 hours of let's go. It's a me, princess. Let's go save the castle.
Wait, like, that has not.
You are on record.
That has not changed.
And you were down on this movie. And then yesterday you're like, oh, wow, look, go-karts and Yoshis. Give me some of that.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this voice. If Chris Pratt doesn't say a damn word throughout the whole movie, it's fine. And then he just keeps that last line that was in the trailer where he does we'll keep that, and then he could just be quiet the rest of the movie. Even Charlie Day as Luigi sounds better.
Is it just Chris Pratt? Do you guys just really hate him that much?
I just give him my classic Mario.
But that's not. Dude, that's not conducive for a movie. It's just not. I loved the trailer overall. I think it looks a lot of fun. I was a big fan of the first little teaser we got a month or two ago. I love the Donkey Kong beatdown.
Donkey Kong was great.
I like the idea of him training up. You know, there's a scene where it looks like Princess Peach is trying to help him train up to be, you know, the hero he needs to be. I'm not sure about her face design. Like, it is one of the ones that seems most different, especially in the eyes. But it's not bad. It's just
that's
different.
Not what the internet is talking about Peach, though.
What are they saying? Oh, how she has a weapon is a badass. And we're going to have her, of course, be part of saving the day. I mean... Mm-hmm. I see where people are going with it, and Peach has been a fighter in Smash Brothers, but she's always just worn the traditional dress and stuff. So I don't know if she's going to wear the battle suit in the final battle or not. But I can already guess where some people are going with that. I will reserve judgment on if they are pulling a. We'll call it a Marvelism. I don't know. I'll see if they're going to actually do that once the movie comes out. As of right now, it looks like a lot of fun. Jack Black, hearing his voice again, some of the lines seem a little bit more gritty, which is what I would thought was kind of missing in the first trailer, a little bit more low grumble tone in there. Everything looks good, man. I mean, the best video game movies to date so far are like Sonic 1,
Sonic,
Detective Pikachu. Sonic 2 is pretty good. It's nowhere near as good as the first, but still good. The most recent Mortal Kombat's pretty decent. I hope this is as good as those, if not better. I don't know. What? How are you feeling about the everything else that you got to see in the trailer?
I think what I really liked was they stayed true really to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look like the 2D kind of maps that we were used to seeing, but with like a 3D spin. A lot of like the platforms and things like that, it looked like if you just change the camera angle, like it was the video game. So I really like that. I really think that Sonic, the first Sonic was a big help into the way they developed this, just because Sonic wasn't afraid to kind of lean into the. That kind of like almost I say almost like whimsical worlds or whatever that they've made them for the video games, and not afraid to just kind of be like, yeah, this it's kind of, is it weird and does it really work? No, but it's just what it is. It's the game. So trying to make it very, very like more quote unquote real just doesn't like, you don't need it. You don't care. It's a video game. It's a plumber. It's a hedgehog. Like, you figure out another way up this. Go away. My cat's getting bigger, and I just can't have all the table anymore. I like, obviously, the fire flower was one of my favorite things in Mario. And the fact that we're also getting the, like, what is it? What is a raccoon suit or what?
The tanuki suit.
Whatever it is. I don't know what it's called exactly. That's great. And then
tanuki suit.
And then obviously the Rainbow Road. I was like, all right, let's go. Like,
hopefully it goes into space instead of just there on the ground.
It probably, like, I don't know. It's just there's gonna be so much fan service in this film. And it's okay because it's a big world where like these things just exist. So I'm just curious
Go ahead.
I'm just curious of how the power ups are going to work and everything because they seem to be very abundant. And
hell, one poster of Toad is in a field of fire flowers,
right?
So.
And then I cross my fingers that this does well enough to where we can get Luigi's Mansion in a movie. I think that would be a lot more fun. I find it a lot more fun. I love Luigi more than I love Mario.
I would not be against a Luigi's Mansion movie whatsoever. I think that could be a potential fun sequel.
I put my cat off, still? And now he's like standing on the bed over here on the side, looking at me like I've betrayed him. It's the funniest look. He's so mad. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that hits April 7th. My son is actually excited for it as well, and I'm pretty stoked. I cannot
You can watch it and go to Universal and have a good time with it.
Yeah. So when is the Mario World Nintendo World opening at Universal? Sometime next year.
Let's find out.
And both Universals are getting them, if I'm not mistaken, here in the U.S.
Have they already started building it in Orlando?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Universal Hollywood is expected early 23. And for Orlando, 25.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah.
Which shows you that Hollywood is more important than Orlando. Suck it, guys.
I'm fairly certain the one going up in Orlando will be bigger, so... Have fun with your time, just like your tiny Wizarding World. Orlando's got a bigger one.
Have fun when it gets all like put underwater by a hurricane,
and when yours is toppled by an earthquake. You want to keep going?
when yours disintegrates under the swampland that it's all built upon.
When a sinkhole, when a sinkhole opens up and swallows it up. Yours won't have any water features because you're freaking droughting stuff like that.
Now we still got water features, we get fire features, we got all the features, because when it comes to entertainment we have abundance of everything. It's for quality of life that we don't have.
Yeah, the poor plebs out in the housing developments won't have water, but you bet your ass you will have water at Universal.
Oh yeah, Jurassic World needs to operate. So
yeah. Let's go on to something that I find both funny but not, and worrisome but also not worrisome. A while ago we talked about Legendary Studios would be leaving Warner Brothers for their with their distribution plan, and they would go to someone else, and everyone was talking about, my camera keeps having autofocus issues.
I hate that.
I know, right? It's why I used to do manual, but that just took too much time. So you've got we had a conversation, you know, where would they go? Would it go to Paramount? Could they go to Universal? Could they go to Sony? Well, guess what, guys? Legendary's going to Sony. And that means future things from Godzilla could potentially have Sony's fingerprint on them. It means Legendary's probably not going to be doing much DC work anymore. I mean, it's a pretty big deal. Some movies, such as Dune, the sequel to Dune, will continue to be released through distributed via Warner Brothers. But the whole thing this came down to was basically the Warner Brothers the Warner Brothers streaming stuff and doing dual release, and it really pissed off Legendary CEO Joshua Grode. I'm sorry if I mispronounced the name. G-R-O-D-E had this to say: Sony's commitment to theatrical distribution aligns with our vision of how best to derive the most value for Legendary movies. The incredible slate of movies that Mary Parent has amassed are built for the theatrical experience, and we are excited about our partnership with Sony for this next phase of Legendary's growth. We are also grateful to Warner Brothers Pictures, who has been a valuable partner to Legendary over many years, and we look forward to continuing our work with the talented executives at Warner Discovery. Anyone that has ever listened to an episode of this show dealing with any Sony property knows my personal feelings on Sony. They can go F themselves. I freaking despise them. They are trash. They do not have any respect for the audience, the consumer. They think we are all stupid. Sony is stupid. Amy Pascal is stupid. Every now and then they get a gem. Don't get me wrong. But overall, I despise Sony Pictures. What do you think about this, man? And it's another I told you so dance moment, because theaters over streaming, people, it's the way to make money for the studios. We told you so.
Like, anyways, Godzilla and movies like that were never gonna like just stay on streaming. It was just a circumstance of the time, and I think Legendary is being a big baby about it. I seriously think that if that's the specific reason why, then they are overreacting, just because of the fact that Sony has a very good deal with Netflix and a lot of their things. So you're just gonna end up on a streaming service regardless. But I think for the case of Godzilla versus Kong, Mortal Kombat, Dune, these movies in specific were released during a time when people weren't really supposed to be going to the theaters, and we were trying to figure it all out as far as health, and in order to stay afloat, something needed to be done at that time. You couldn't just have things just sitting there. These films were just a victim of the circumstances, just like every other industry lost things and had to sacrifice things and had, you know, close. It just was what it was. And so I understand, though, also that Warner Brothers is under new management, and maybe you don't like that management, and that's fine.
Well, I was going to say that new management is the thing. We know that this ordeal, the tension between Legendary and Warner, happened under the old leadership, and the old leadership were the ones that were pushing streaming HBO Max over everything, and the new management is more blended. We're going to have limited streaming, we're going to have theatrical stuff. It makes me wonder if
I think at that point
Legendary will have any
I think the last regrets. At that point the deal was already being made, maybe. So and
but they, I don't think they knew which way Zaslav would go. Maybe they did.
Regardless, or maybe they just want to try something new, you know, and you can't have sunny days without some rainy days, so they'll find out soon enough, you know, if it works or not. And if it works, great. And sometimes change is good. And right now, also for Warner Brothers, the less they have to deal with, the better, I think. Mm-hmm. As they're in the middle of restructuring and figuring things out, I don't mind this move at all. I think that Legendary has been pretty solid as far as what they wanted to do with their MonsterVerse, so I'm not too worried that Sony's going to really change much to it, because it's already the wheels have been rolling for already so many films that they can't do too much to really derail it.
No.
I mean, they can. They can. But I think that Legendary is pretty solid as far as what they want to do.
And it needs to be reminded that this is primarily a distribution deal.
Yeah.
Sony Studios, Sony Pictures, They've got their own studios for producing in-house stuff. They've got PlayStation Studios, I think, as well, or maybe they rolled that into Sony Studio. Anyways, just like Warner Brothers has their own internal production versus distribution and things like that. But it is still a partnership, and it is still Sony who could say, well, you know, we will squash distribution, or we, you know, we won't do this, or we won't do. I'm always afraid of Sony. Sony makes some of the dumbest, worst decisions ever. Have you guys seen the recent Resident Evil stuff? Have you guys, did you guys see Amazing Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man 3? Did you see Ghostbusters Answer the Call? I mean, Sony is just, and I say that as like one of the world's biggest PlayStation stands there is, and that's me kind of being tongue-in-cheek, because I am more of a PC gamer than anything, but I do, you know, have the Sony PlayStation is my bag, baby. Yeah.
All right. Well, with that note, I also have some news that is just now a few minutes ago. As a couple of hours ago, that was released by Deadline, which is that Warner Brothers Television Studios is right now in the process of closing a major animated deal with Amazon for DC branded content.
That is really weird.
That is actually really weird. But it is a way to bring in money. You put it somewhere else, and you get more money than putting it on your own streaming service.
That is true, because they Amazon would be paying you for the distribution. That is a weird deal, because that kind of goes to that whole thing that they were talking about with HBO Max being a having less of certain streaming and looking at more of blending some of the Discovery Plus stuff into it. Let's see here. Channing Dungey, who is, I'm not sure who they are. Who is she with? Anyways, they said, with animation, we used to be about staying in-house. Okay, so she's over there at Warner Brothers Discovery. With animation, we used to be about staying in-house, but now we are doing it on different platforms. HBO Max is the first stop, but we are in the process of closing a big deal with Amazon featuring DC-branded content in animation. Dungey didn't elaborate further on the deal, as she talked through a role she has now been doing for 2 years. Mm-hmm. That to me, connecting it to yesterday's story about everything in the DCU being connected, I think that brings up another issue. Like when you had Hellblazer on one, CW stuff on another, Epics or Epics, whatever, on had a third DC. Like you had DC stuff spread out across all over the
they weren't connected though.
What was that?
They weren't connected. Pennyworth wasn't connected anything.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Now you're adding in this layer of it's all connected. Does that turn off consumers who are like, I don't want Amazon Prime to consume the DC stuff. I only want, you know what I'm saying? Spreading it out again, but making it connected, is that actually more dangerous?
Now, my response to that is, well, then you pay for it then. It's really simple. Because they're going to be, like the article from Deadline says, they're going to be able to make these animated films and or series a lot less, for less money than what they have been making them. And with that, they're going to be able to sell them, obviously, I think, for a little bit more than what they can do. Because when you make someone could correct me if I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but the way I understand it, when you sell an animated feature to your own company, you're just changing the bank account, really, as far as money. In this case, DC and Warner Brothers would be getting in some money from Amazon. Mm-hmm. That's I don't think that's ever bad. And the thing about putting it on Amazon specifically, though, is that everyone has Amazon.
Most people have Prime.
Most people don't even have it for the film, but the shipping. which is honestly this problem. If I'm gonna cancel services, Netflix and Amazon are the two that are probably never cancel. Netflix has just been grandfathered in, and Amazon, I'm always gonna want the Prime. But then again, they also have really good content. I enjoyed Lord of the Rings enough.
Till the end.
It was fine. Like, it wasn't, was it great? No, but it was fine.
Wheel of Time was decent.
Wheel of Time was okay. Yeah, that was
okay.
The
Boys is great.
Amazing. And you got spin-off series and things happening. They have good rom-coms that they release every now and then also. And
we liked Carnival Row, the one with like the fairy folk.
That's gonna get one. That's gonna get one more season.
I know. And we're done. We've been waiting on it.
Yeah. I feel like with Carnival Row though, their mistake was they looked at all this lore and all these books and all these types of things when it comes to mythology and fairies and fae, and said we're gonna do that. And then they said which part, and they said yes.
And I can see that it is a bit dense.
Yeah.
What I liked about it is that it didn't. It what they sold it as a human and, you know, I'll try to say all this without spoilers. They sold it as a human and fairy relationship against the backdrop of racial tensions, and that is there. But there's so much more. Like the romance is part of it, but it is not the whole story. Orlando Bloom's character alone, you don't even need the relationship aspect with Kara, well, I can't pronounce her last name properly. But it works. It did. So it is a bit dense though.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I mean, I just love all that kind of stuff. I wish, and I think they're working on one, but I wish they'd have like a Bright 2.
That I think that ship sailed.
That was good. Anyway.
I was going to say, I've got a Warner Brothers adjacent story, or even straight connected. So you know how pension funds work, right, audience? You guys understand how a company or a state or a government will invest money, and that helps grow the pension fund to pay people once they retire, right? Well, Warner Brothers Discovery is being sued by the state of Ohio and their pension fund.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, because of how Warner Brothers tried to hide how awful the financials were when they were over there, Time Warner or whatever company it was before. And now that it's Warner Brothers Discovery and all the truth came out, they're suing them for because of over $25 million in losses because of the fudging of the numbers, which makes you think, you know, could Disney potentially be sued as well? Because it seems that Bob Iger did something similar by changing the way the books were done for Disney Plus, Disney Plus's losses. So OPERS, Ohio Public or Ohio Pension Employment, something or another, and STRS are among the largest public pension systems in the world. Collectively, the two serve nearly 1.9 million members and retirees and manage more than $200 billion in assets. And they're the ones, the Ohio Public Employee Retirement System and State Teachers Retirement System. There you go. So yeah, dude, that's wild to me. Like, that's wild.
I don't know how it works there very well, so I can't even comment. Hell, I don't even know how my 401k works. It just does
basically
things.
Basically similar, but that's at your employer's level. They take what you pay in and whatever matching, if you've got matching or if they offer matching, and then they invest it into specific funds. And as the market goes up, so does your retirement. As the market comes down, so does your retirement.
Wrong podcast, Kyle.
So, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, I have one, and I was like, oh, I'm an adult now. That's nice. So,
but yeah, that's, I just thought that was so funny. And we were talking about, Warner Brothers. So I wanted to throw that in there. There's Kyle's business news for the week.
We had everything in the show today.
Everything completely. But I don't really have anything else. Do you have anything else?
What's the deal with this cocaine bear?
Apparently, true story, a bear got into some cocaine. I don't remember if it was a evidence or locker or something, but bear gets into cocaine and goes on a coked out rampage. I'm curious about it.
I'm super curious, yeah. And then yeah, it's gonna, I was like wait, this is happening. That wasn't the bear from Revenant. I thought that was the bear. it's interesting. I think it'll be fun.
It could be,
potentially. I mean, I, like we talked about yesterday, I watch everything, so I'm more than likely I'll watch that. You know what I still haven't watched, but it's on stream at some streaming network, and I'm going watch it because it's like, sure, why not, it's Terrifier 2.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And just to kind of, honestly, just to get it out.
Say that you did.
Yeah, and I think that's what drove audiences to go watch it, was people were like, oh my god, it's so gross, whatever.
It can't be that bad. Oh my god.
to be honest, it could only be so bad with the budget it had.
Yeah,
and I've seen the first one, and there was a scene where I was like, this is okay.
This is bad. Yeah. We started watching an anime from 2011, Fate Zero, and oh my god, is it dark. Like, yeah, I won't even describe it, but you guys can catch our reaction here on, you like that segue, here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. It's actually right there on your screen if you're watching us on YouTube right now. We've got anime reactions on AVR Squared. We've got anime reviews on AVR, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, and the Cantina, covering Star Wars or Marvel and Star Wars news and reviews respectively. Breaking Geek Radio does what Manny and I do, but with more people generally, and for a much longer period of time, and only once a week. So really the only similarity is that we both cover everything in entertainment, geek and pop culture. We do try to do trailer reactions, but I've been very, very busy with the anime stuff, so I haven't gotten around to do a whole lot of them. But all of our reviews and news shows do go up wherever you get your podcast from, and should be up and running by the time you're listening to this under our new distributors. But you can find us under Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, all that good stuff. And of course, the website, lrmonline.com, as I zoom out, I zoom in so you guys can read stories on screen. All the more reason to head to YouTube. If you aren't subscribed, get subscribed and check us out there. You can actually follow the stories with us. lrmonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, celebrity interviews, and more. Celebrity interviews go up on the LRM YouTube channel, so be subscribed there as well. Manny, you got Comic-Con stuff to plug, because that's coming up.
Yep, LA Comic-Con happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week at the LA Convention Center. They're expecting over 140,000 people.
Damn, that's San Diego numbers right there, bud.
Is that what it was?
Back in the day, San Diego is usually like 170, 180 these days, I think.
Anyway, there's a piece on it on our site that I wrote. Go read it. But yeah, we'll be there. Jason and I will be there. Come by, say hi. We can talk about anything. You can tell me how much you hate Kyle, and I will say, yeah, I know, right? And we can have a great time, and then we can fight him next summer at Anime Con,
Anime Expo, yeah,
Anime Expo, whatever it's called. All the senpais will be there, that'll be fun. Hopefully we get some interviews. I know we're giving some events and some of the main stage attractions, as well as just saying hi to friends that that we get to see at all these shows that makes it so much fun. Also catches at some of the after events. Why is One Punch Man getting a live action adaptation? Sorry, I was reading that and please don't
do
that.
Is it Netflix?
Whoever's doing the third season whoever's doing the animated third season is also trying to adapt. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Stop. Yeah, anime doesn't need to be live action.
No, it doesn't. And there's reasons really for it. We can talk about that another day. Yeah, follow us on LRM online exclusive on Twitter, Manny Gomez Media on Twitter, RiddleMedia_510 for probably some good stories that I'll be posting there. And of course, throughout the evenings, I'm not sure if Jason and I will be podcasting at nights. We sometimes do. We sometimes drink too much and then that doesn't work out. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a good time. We're looking forward to it as we do every show that we cover, because it's the one place we can all come together and feel safe, regardless of age, gender, sexuality, Coke or Pepsi preference. You know, we can get along. Except Deadpool. I cannot stand Deadpool's at conventions because people feel like it gives them the right to be obnoxious, abusive, and just plain out stupid. That's how I really feel. If you want to ask me how I really feel, that's how I really feel.
And I'm never getting along with people that prefer pineapple on pizza. Bye,
oh,
guys.
Oh yeah, no, I'm 100% on that. I don't know how I'm with my current girlfriend. She must be very amazing. For me to put up with the fact that sometimes we get pizza and her half on it has pineapple, and I'm just like,
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.